let's start with the fact that the DUP candidates have received an endorsement from the Loyalist Communities Council, an umbrella body linked to Loyalist paramilitaries. Do you reject that endorsement?
You know, some have sought to highlight this issue. Ironically, Sinn Féin in particular have highlighted this issue as to suggest almost that the DUP is in some way equivocal or ambiguous in its condemnation of violence. We are not. We condemn, and we always have condemned, all violence, all paramilitary activity, from wherever it emanated. You know, we don't condemn one Manchester bomb and then not condemn another Manchester bomb. We are against all violence of all kinds. And, you know, like, let me say in respect of the particular issue around the Loyalist Communities Council, you know, like, what I would say, I'll say as clearly as I possibly can, if there are people out there who are intent on keeping Northern Ireland or parts of Northern Ireland in the grip of paramilitarism, if there are people who are racketeering, if there are people who are shooting people, there are people who are loan sharking, who are running prostitution rings, whatever type of criminality they're involved
like
in.
Like the UDA, do you mean?
Any organisation. I don't discriminate between one paramilitary organisation and another. If there are people, paramilitaries, criminal gangs who are involved in any sort of paramilitarism, putting people within our community still within the grip of fear and terror, we don't want those people's support. Now, what I'm unashamed about...
Do you reject the endorsement that some of the DUP candidates have got from the Loyalist Communities Council, an umbrella body linked to paramilitaries? Do you reject
first
it?
First and foremost, we didn't seek any endorsement, but let me repeat again.
Do you
anybody who is involved in paramilitary or criminal activity, we don't want your support. We don't want your vote on Thursday. Anybody who wants to bring mayhem to this country, we don't want their support.
So let me read to you what Mike Nesbitt, the former Ulster Unionist Party leader, tweeted last night. He said, "As a candidate, I wish to state I did not ask for, nor do I accept the LCC statement of support." Do you accept their statement of support?
Mike is obviously a candidate in the election. I'm not a candidate in the election. But look, let me say that we didn't seek this endorsement.
Do you accept their statement of support, or does your party distance yourselves from that statement of support?
Let me say something.
It's an important question.
I'm trying to go beyond the endorsement. I'm saying that anybody who wants to bring mayhem to the streets of Northern Ireland in whatever way, anybody who wants to engage in criminality in any way, we don't want their votes on Thursday. We don't seek their support. We don't want their support. And what we will do, and I think it's an important point to make, we are more than happy and willing, in fact, to work with those who are transitioning away from paramilitarism.
Well, transitioning away means they're still involved in it.
Well, you know, look, there's been a long history of paramilitary activity in this country, and we're unashamed about wanting to work with those who are trying to move away from their past. Now, that has been a process in some cases which has been far too slow, frustratingly slow.
We don't try to move away from drug dealers. We don't try to move away from other type of criminality. When is the line going to be drawn?
Stephen, there is no line in terms of wanting to see the police crack down on paramilitarism in all of its guises. There is no line in that respect. And anybody who is engaged in criminal activity should be prosecuted through the courts, through the due process of law.
Didn't your leader...
There's no equivocation in that.
Didn't your leader... I remember her saying, it was last year sometime, about a fork in the road for these paramilitaries. When's that fork actually going to be insisted upon by your party?
And you will recall last summer when the executive was still in place at the then First and Deputy First Minister, along with the Justice Minister, published an action plan to deal with paramilitarism. That was coming off the recommendations by the independent panel that had been set up through the Fresh Start agreement. So, you know, we do want to see, and we will support the police in all of their endeavours in cracking down on paramilitary activity, no matter where it comes from. And we don't equivocate. We don't distinguish. We don't eulogise terrorists. We don't distinguish between one bomb and another bomb in a city. We condemn violence in all of its particular guises.
If you don't equivocate, for those people contemplating voting for a DUP candidate at this election, and you're saying your party does not equivocate, do you reject the endorsement of an umbrella body linked to paramilitaries? Do you reject it, yes or no?
Look, we stand on our own platform.
Do you reject it, Simon?
We stand on it. Let me answer it in the question. We stand on our own platform. People who vote for us are voting for that platform. We didn't seek any endorsement from the Loyalist Community
Do
Council.
Do you reject
although
it?
Although I acknowledge...
Why can't you reject
I acknowledge the work that the Loyalist Community Council has been doing and trying to work with paramilitary organisations to take them away from their past. I think that is positive. That is something to be encouraged. I noticed in a statement issued by Jackie McDonald at the weekend that he had... The last thing that Martin McGuinness said to him was to keep doing what he is doing. And we support people within the Loyalist community in doing what they are doing in moving away from their past. But what we don't support are those who are engaged in paramilitary activity, and we do not want their support. We do not seek and we do not want their support.
We will remember it was just days ago a man was shot dead in a Bangor supermarket car park in a UDA feud. This is why these questions are so important. We remember too about the D-Stit controversy, the funding for the organisation he heads, and Arlene Foster photographed standing beside him.
And we are not equivocating in any way. And I think you have raised the murder.
Implication, Simon, is that your party is too keen to cozy up to people who are associated with paramilitaries. At what stage are we going to shun them and say we want nothing to do with them? And maybe a party like yours can reject them outright.
Let me say that there has been the suggestion by some that we are, our political opponents mainly, that we were less than strident in our condemnation of the murder of Colin Horner. Quite the opposite. We do condemn that, and we condemn all violence, as I've said before. And we are unashamed in working with those who are trying to move away from the past. You know, there have been many people in this part of the world with a past on both sides of our community, and we are prepared to work with any and all people who want to move away from... Now, we have a deeply complex...
Shouldn't they have moved away already?
Of course they should.
Is it not game over?
I would make an argument, Stephen, that there was no need for them in the first place. But you know, and I know only too well, that we have a deeply complex history in this part of the world. You know, Republicans have been moving away from their past. Loyalists are moving away from their past. It hasn't been as quick as we would like it to be. But I think, you know, we understand, I hope, and I hope you understand as well, that it isn't just as easy as flicking off a switch. Look at the Republican movement and its journey. It hasn't been a simple journey. It hasn't been a straightforward journey. And nor is it the case with loyalism as well. But I am, and the party is keen and willing to work with anybody who is trying to put that past behind them. But we are not prepared to work with those who are hell-bent on keeping people in Northern Ireland within the grip of terror.
I want to move on from this because we do only have 25 minutes for this interview. But why do you think this umbrella group linked to paramilitaries is endorsing DUP candidates?
Well, that's a matter that you would have to put to them.
What do you think?
Their statement that their issue mentioned other candidates from other parties
that's
as well.
That's absolutely correct. Why would they be doing that?
I think you would have to ask them what their particular reasons are for backing the DUP. The DUP is standing on a platform which is full square in support of the union and keeping.